Okay, put on your thinking caps. We're going to learn more about the National History Bee and take a history quiz with the advisor of Medford's History Bee team, Kevin Wellman. Kevin Wellman is the advisor, and he is chaperoning the History Bee students to the Nationals. Okay. Kevin, first of all, when and where will the Nationals be held?
Nationals this year is held in Chicago, Illinois. So we're going down to visit the Flatlanders.
Nice.
And it is June, I believe, 9th through the 12th. Yes.
Okay. So, Mr. Wellman, you're going to sample questions. What type of questions do the students run across in the History Bee?
Well, they get different rounds, and they're trying to score as many points in the round as they can, and the questions start out really vague, and then they get more and more specific, and they buzz in as soon as they know the answer, and if they give the right answer, boom, they get the point, you go on to the next question.
So they are competing against other students.
Oh, yes, they're generally competing against about 10 to 12 kids in a room. So.
Okay. Now, are they together or are they separate?
They're going to be separated out. There might be a few times where they actually will be in the same room together, but more often than not, they will be them against, 11 other kids they've never met before.
So they don't compete against each other?
No.
And they don't compete as a team?
Nope. That would be a history bowl team, which there's thoughts of maybe, bringing that out in the next couple of years, too.
All right. So you've got sample questions. What kind of questions do they run into?
It's everything. U.S., world history, everything. So so here's an example of a question. Like I said, they start vague and they get more in-depth from there. This action was supposed to have taken place at the same time as an attack on the enemy's right flank by Allegheny Johnson. During this event, the late William Pender's division was commanded by Isaac Trimble. This event began with a 170-cannon bombardment by Porter Alexander. Louis Armistead was killed during this event after reaching the Copse of Trees on Cemetery Ridge. This action reached the high water mark of the Confederacy and took place the day after the fighting at Little Round Top. For the point, name this failed assault during the Battle of Gettysburg.
I was going to say that's the Battle of Gettysburg, so you got me. I was good until you got to the end of it. What would be the correct answer?
It would be Pickett's Charge.
Pickett's Charge.
Pickett's Charge.
Okay. All right, so I'm 0-1. One more?
I think you'll get this one. I think you'll get this one.
Throw me a cream puff here.
All right. I would say this is a cream puff. Frederick Roth created a sculpture of Balto for this site. Diane Arbus photographed a boy holding a toy hand grenade in this place. A Charles Ives piece is titled for this place In the Dark. Christo and Jean-Claude constructed a series of orange cloth gates in this place. In The Catcher in the Rye, Holden asks where the ducks that live in this place go for the winter. For the point, name this place designed by Calvert Vaux and Frederick Law Olmsted, a large park in Manhattan.
Would that be Central Park?
That would be Central
Why
Park.
Why did I ask? But a form of a question is like Jeopardy, so it doesn't have to be in.
You don't have to do Jeopardy style, but it's fine if you do.
Do the rounds, Mr. Wellman, Kevin, yeah. Do the rounds, are they? Anything could pop up, or are they by specific periods?
It's anything and everything. It is the gambit. You can go from, ruler in Central Africa that you've never learned about to, something that took place 10 years ago to even stuff involving Wisconsin. I know at Nationals they like to always throw in a question or two about the place that you're actually at. So last year was Louisville, so they had some questions about Muhammad Ali because he was born and raised in Louisville. So I'm sure we'll get some Chicago questions this year. Luckily for the eighth graders, we just finished learning about Prohibition and Al Capone and all that.
I was just going to say that, but I want anybody to bash. Now he's bashing Chicago because the first thing he thought of was Al Capone and Prohibition. Oh, man. Well, best of luck. Once again, my guests have been Medford's representatives at the National History Bee. Sixth grader Connor Zerngabel, seventh grader Jake Seimper, and eighth graders Isaac Zepeda and Nicholas Husser. Well done. Well done. Congratulations and best of luck.